Fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay, that's it. You motherfucker. You are the biggest that I've ever known. Oh, and you know what you can do with that hula hoop? You can take it and shove it up your butt sideways. I made this group. I'm through with you guys. Okay, that's it. I'm not changing my mind. I'm out of here. You bastard.
The X-Zone radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X-Zone radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
And welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and I'd like to welcome all the stations across Canada who are now joining the network, as well as those in the United States, Central America, South America, the Caribbean, the Pacific Rim, throughout Asia and Europe and the rest of the world on the Talkstar Radio Network, streaming audio. Our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. My email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com. And our website, www.xzoneradio.com. Things you need to know, X-Zone Nation. Dr. Phil McGraw visited Britney Spears for about an hour on Saturday after she was being released from a psychological observation period. He says that she is in dire need of both medical and psychological intervention. Duh, no kidding, Dr. Phil. Meanwhile, he pulled the plug on the one-hour show that was to examine Britney Spears' latest public meltdown. And that's not all. A court commissioner suspended Britney's right to visit her sons and awarded sole physical and legal custody to KFED. According to testimony heard at the official British inquest into Princess Diana's death, she had broken up with Dodi Al-Fayed a few weeks prior to the fatal collision. Registered nurses have a far lower risk of dying from several different conditions than individuals in the general population, according to a study from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. Friendly, extroverted people sleep around because they enjoy being with others, while antagonistic people are promiscuous to avoid a meaningful monogamous relationship. And this report from a study done by Villanova University at Reuters University. Taylor Hicks, who won American Idol title in 2006, has reportedly been dropped by J Records. A Mississippi Blues Trail marker will be placed at the birthplace of Elvis Presley later on today. The ceremony will honor Elvis Presley for his contribution to Mississippi and America's blues heritage. Giving up all chocolates in a bid to peel off the pounds may have a boomerang effect and make you eat more of it, causing your weight to go up and down like a yo-yo. Psychologists have discovered that people who try to stop thinking about chocolate eat nearly 50% more. Canadian rocker Biff Naked says she has been diagnosed with breast cancer. Jack's Black wife, Tanya Hayden, is pregnant with their second child. Yes, Nicole Kidman is pregnant, her spokesman confirmed on Monday. The Golden Globes and NBC are going to scrap the show's traditional format in favor of a news conference presentation. And finally, for one night, Jay Leno and Jimmy Kimmel will appear on each other's show. The swap comes Thursday with Kimmel traveling to Leno's studios and Leno traveling to see Kimmel. 1-877-528-8255 is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. And ladies, Men Health asked us which female occupations inspired the most fantasies in us. And here you are, ladies. Nurses, 26%. Teachers, 21%. Executives, 20%. Flight attendants, 14%. Cowgirls, 10%. Cops, 6%. And dental hygienists, 3%. When I come back from this two-minute commercial break, Kathleen O'Bannon will be joining us. And we're going to be talking about health and anger management as the X-Zone continues on the Talk Star Radio Network. And still to come on tonight's show, open mic with yours truly, Rob McConnell, and my good buddy Superman. And joining us will be Eric Stearns. We're going to be playing a couple of games, and you'll have the chances to win some great books from the publishers of the authors that we have here on the X-Zone. Once again, toll free, 1-877-528-8255, and I will be back in 2 minutes as the X-Zone continues live and around the world from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My guest this hour is Kathleen O'Bannon. She is a certified nutrition consultant, the author of 7 books on nutrition and natural healing, and the latest being The Anger Cure. Kathleen is a nutritional intuitive and a third-generation healer. She was initiated by her grandfather when she was 7 into healing, a high calling which they dedicated her to in the womb. She often works with her grandfather, who prefers to be called Jackie, and the old man who lived next door to her as a child, her grandfather's friend, who prefers to be called Red Eagle Feather. And Kathleen O'Bannon, welcome back to the X-Zone. How are you, Kathleen? And to you and yours, a Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be back.
So what is new at HealthAlive.net?
Well, nothing much new. I'm just sort of hanging around trying to get rid of the pollution and keep from getting frozen in the frozen wasteland.
That's pretty hard these days. Mind you, here in Hamilton, we had 2 good snowfalls, and you know what? It was so warm over the last couple of days that there's not an ounce of snow to be found.
Oh, we had that last week.
Isn't this crazy weather?
Oh, crazy. It's crazy.
Now, how does this affect a person's metabolism with all these strange weathers, weather changes? It must throw the system off, which in turn must throw off the every part of the system.
Ooh, you're so sharp. You are so sharp, Rob. It's true. Almost any stress you encounter can suppress your immune system and make you more susceptible to colds and flu and viruses, bronchitis, and so forth. Not to mention cancer and MS and AIDS and so on. However, by keeping yourself totally healthy, it won't affect you as much. And the weather changes can create a stress.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, weren't looking for that, were you? However, there's a secret that everyone can do, and it's free, and it can keep your immune system kind of cranked up. And it's called the thymus thump. The thymus gland is a gland in the middle of your chest right behind your breastbone, and if you tap on that with your fingertips, it tells your thymus gland to secrete T cells to build up your immune system. And those T cells go out and gobble up viruses and germs and so forth, and, I mean, it's very effective. It's very effective.
Now, is that what Tarzan used to do in the movies when he'd thump his chest and give out that holler?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Tarzan was doing it with both hands, doing that, you know. However,
do
that's
that again.
Pretty close.
Do that again. That was cool.
Well, I'm afraid I might blow out your speakers if I do it in the real time. however, that's interesting because I've often said that. And interestingly enough, many of the liturgical religions had something where they did a tapping on their chest. Woe is me, I'm an ugly sinner, or oy vey. All of these things were all tapping on that thymus gland. So when you went in to do one of those trips on yourself or in front of some higher authority, whatever, it was the tapping on the thymus gland that made you feel better and get over whatever it was you'd done wrong, not necessarily germs and viruses, but reduce the stress that was creating a weakness and making you feel bad.
So there actually is a physiological effect when you do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When I lived in Toronto, I had an MD who was an allergist from Montreal who came in and worked with some of my patients, and sometimes he had people that came in who were sort of like zombies, and he'd make them stand up and he'd open his hands and he'd smack them on the chest and on the back simultaneously really hard. And I was afraid we might get sued. It was embarrassing. However, the people would say, oh, hi, how you doing? Gee, I feel really great now. And thanks for the medicine. It was quite amazing. You don't need to do it that hard. However, if you just tap the thymus gland frequently, there are loads of things that can reduce your immunity, reduce your thymus functioning, like wearing synthetic clothing, eating a lot of sugar, being around cigarette smoke, watching people who are grouchy and have frowning faces and so forth.
Okay, so all I have to do is take my two fingers and tap my sternum.
Yeah.
All right, let me try this. I feel better.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you've got it.
Let's just make sure I've got it.
Somehow you sound like Johnny Weissmuller.
It's all in the voice, the way you project it.
It's the training, right?
It's the training, that's right. So how can, like, here we are, it's the 8th of January, people are getting the blues because, you know, it's overcast most of the time, the days are so short, the nights are so long, and yet our bodies know that the times are going to be switching. There's a lot of anticipation. We've just gotten through the holidays, and what do you do most in the holidays? Eat.
Yeah.
What do we do? What do we do?
Well, there are several things you could do. If a person's really feeling down because it's overcast and gray and so forth, you could get yourself a light machine. And it would be good to get one that had a fluorescent kind of light in it that did the full spectrum of the sun.
Yeah, we've got three of them here in our office.
You have light boxes in your office?
Yes.
Cool. That's a good way to do it. There's also something called melatonin that's actually what your brain usually produces in sunlight, and you could take that supplement at night on an empty stomach before you go to bed. It'll help you sleep, but it'll also help to change around those hormonal levels that get depressed like that.
How about going to a tanning salon?
Ooh, I wouldn't do that.
No?
I've never ever heard that the lights in the tanning salon would help with that. It's funny, wouldn't you think there would have been something written about it if it actually worked?
Well, I've got to be honest with you. I love going to the tanning salon in the wintertime because I put on the little headphones that you get there. They turn it on, and you get 18 minutes of peace and quietness under the warmth of these lights.
Sounds fabulous.
You know, that's my little escape three times a week. And you know what I find? I'm rejuvenated when I leave there. Maybe it's mind over matter.
Maybe it's the relaxing.
Oh, that could be, too. I never thought of that.
Well, my favorite is the steam room. And I love going in the steam room. And it's interesting because I do a lot of distance healing work on people.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I've even been able to see them in front of my eyes when I'm in the steam room in the steam. And it's been kind of interesting because people I haven't physically seen in years, I see them how they look now, not how they used to look, which is interesting. But one day I was watching some kind of TV show showing some ancient Egyptian practices, and there was an Egyptian healer woman from hundreds and thousands of years ago, and she had an enormous vat, like a giant wok on a stand, that was steaming and steaming, and she was doing incantations and sending out healing energy. And I thought, wow, isn't that interesting?
It also reminds me of witches with their kettles, and they would do spells. I was wondering, you know, maybe that's the same thing.
It could be. There must be something enlivening about steam.
Has to be.
I mean, when
you've got a cold, you know, I remember my mom used to have a vaporizer in our room.
Oh, of course. Well, now you should have one even now. If you have any heat in your house, you need to have either a vaporizer in your bedroom where you sleep or your office if you work at home, or a humidifier in some way. Because if your skin gets too dry, you know, your skin is the largest immune system organ in your body. And in the winter, the more you soap and shower and put water and soap on your body, the more you become susceptible to colds and flu. Because your skin is supposed to be acid. It's called the natural acid mantle. It's a thin layer of oil that's supposed to be on your skin. Soap and water are opposite, alkaline, and they can strip off your natural immunity. So in the winter, you need to stay away from showers and soap every single day or two or three times a day. Have a humidifier of some kind to keep yourself moist so you don't get all dried out and static electricity, and to keep your mucous membranes moist so they don't get susceptible to breathing in germs and viruses and so forth.
It's amazing because we do everything that we're not supposed to do.
What do you mean, we?
Well, we. The royal we.
It's funny. I was talking to a woman in a health food store today, and we were both laughing about how in the 50s and the 60s and even into the early 70s, most people did not shower every day. Many people only washed their hair once a week. And now she was saying today, and it was my line, but she said it, people are taking way too many showers and getting really crazy about how much they're supposed to be clean, and it suppresses your immune system. And then the worst part is, if you start using all kinds of smelly stuff on your body, what you wash your clothes in, the stuff you put in the dryer, the shampoo, the deodorant, the hand lotion, all of that stuff can suppress your immune system.
So if you stink, you're healthy.
If you
don't
smell, you got it.
I understand. All right, Kathleen, please stand by, my dear. You and I have to take a commercial break. ExoNation, if you'd like to find out more about Kathleen and the topics we're talking about, www.basichealthpub.com/details.php. Question mark, product ID. Oh, why don't we just do it this way? Go to www.healthalive.net. That's www.healthalive.net. Kathleen and I will be back after this commercial break and the news at the bottom of the hour as the X-Zone continues on the Talkstar Radio Network. And if you'd like to give us a call, ask Kathleen a question, 1-877-528-8255. And that's toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii at 1-877-528-8255. So if anybody tells you you stink, you say, yep, but I'm healthy. I'll be back. Don't go away.
Can't touch this.
Radio. Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob Vicano.
Welcome And welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. Kathleen O'Bannon is our very special guest, www.healthalive.net. Kathleen, always great having you here on the X-Zone. I have a question for you as a nutritionist. We know, the good old Christmas festivities, which lasted in our house a period of 2 weeks, I have never seen so much food in all my life. And I gained 10 pounds.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I gained 10 pounds. And, you know, I sit a lot. My day starts at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. It goes right through to 4 o'clock in the morning. And on the weekends, I just shut myself down, usually. Except when my wife works. She also works as a nurse. And when she's at work, I find myself down here in the studio office, working. When she's not home, man, I'll tell you something. I don't eat well. You know, I'll bring down a sandwich, or I'll just bring down a little bowl of oatmeal, and, you know, that's what I'll have for breakfast, lunch, or supper, and exercise next to none. Mind you, I must say that I've got a, what do you call these things? Not a treadmill, but a treadmill, I guess. And I do that 10, 15 minutes every 2 days. And I take our dog out for a walk. But you know what? I have so much problem getting rid of the holiday cheer that I gain. And I was wondering if you could help me out, because I'm sure there are listeners around the world who are saying, boy, do I know that feeling. What can we do?
Well, I wish there was a quick and easy answer, because if I had that answer, I'd be more than a millionaire now. There isn't really a quick, easy answer. It's always the same. Eat less now. Mm-hmm. Exercise more. But make sure that you eat the right foods frequently during the day. So if you would eat 6 times a day and have a lot of raw vegetables, especially, mm-hmm. but eat protein and vegetables mostly, including sea vegetables, you would be able to get the weight off quicker than if you don't eat at all, or if you only eat 3 meals a day.
Really? Eat more but less?
Eat more frequently and smaller amounts each time, so that your body doesn't get a chance to go into that stress mode called fight or flight, which triggers your body to store the calories, and especially from carbohydrates, as fat in your body. When you allow your insulin levels to go out of balance by going without eating or taking caffeine or nicotine or sugar, it triggers your body to store fat in your cells and not release the fat it's holding on to. So keeping your blood sugar level stabilized, mm-hmm. by eating every 3 hours and just having small amounts. And I mean, if you're going to have an apple, have a half an apple and a small piece of cheese, or a half an apple and 3 or 4 almonds or walnuts. That would be enough. That, or have something like some lettuce and peanut butter. Ooh, it's fabulous. It's just so fabulous. Or you could have a hard-boiled egg and some celery.
So you mean 2 pounds of chicken wings, suicide wouldn't be good?
No, would not be good. However, one or two would be fine if you had some raw veggie with it. See, the fiber and the chlorophyll and all of the antioxidants in the vegetables,
yeah.
help to burn the fat, but they help to keep your body working. You know, we don't talk about fiber much anymore. It's such an old-fashioned thing. But it's what makes your body function efficiently. And I'm talking about the stomach and the intestines moving and doing their job instead of the food just sort of laying there all lazy.
Now, you know what? When you're doing the a late show like I do, it throws your system off totally. I mean totally. And there was a time when I couldn't sleep right. Finally, I've got my system trained where, all right, I go to bed at 4 o'clock. And the only reason I go to bed at 4 o'clock is because when you go off air at 2 o'clock, you're so keyed up that it takes you a time to key down. And I used to, and boy, am I going to get myself in trouble here if my wife is in the other office listening to the feed. I used to love eating a giant-sized peanut butter sandwich before I went to bed. Okay. I realize now that that was not a smart thing to do. So now what I do, if I'm really hungry before I go to bed, I'll have a half a bowl of Raisin Bran cereal.
I like the peanut butter sandwich better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If you had a peanut butter sandwich with some kind of really green lettuce on it, like leaf lettuce or butter lettuce, Boston lettuce, whatever it might be called, and had it on whole grain bread, it would probably be way better. Or just skip the bread.
Now, isn't that amazing? I thought that I'd be doing better by taking some Raisin Bran.
Well, raisins are really sweet, and then you're going to put milk on it, which has sugar in it. And, well, of course, people say milk helps them sleep because of the tryptophan. But peanut butter is not bad for you. And Raisin Bran's not bad either. It's just the choice between the two.
Yeah.
Peanut butter has got less, there'd be less sugar in the peanut butter and sandwich, unless you put jelly, of course.
How did you know?
Oh, well, you left it out, didn't you?
On purpose, I might say. I've got to tell you something. I've got a sweet tooth, and I don't know if it's a comfort food or what, but it kind of warms the tummy up. I've got a good friend of mine who passed away recently, and God rest his soul. His name is Dewey Robertson. He was a member of the WWF. And he used to eat a cheese sandwich before he went to bed. And he said that used to help him. It used to fill him up and used to also make him sleep better at night. And I was just wondering if there's any rational reasoning why a cheese sandwich would help.
Well, because they claim that milk has tryptophan, and tryptophan is a natural sleep aid and will help you sleep. But a glass of milk would do the same. However, I suspect he was, how do we say it without saying something bad about the dead? A lot of people learn as babies that the way to sleep is to stuff themselves with food or be stuffed with food to overeat. Bottle-fed babies usually are forced to eat more than they need, and they learn that that makes them groggy and dopey, and as adults they continue to do it. It's never a good thing to eat within 2 hours of going to bed.
All right, let's go to our phones. We have Kathy in Ottawa joining us. Kathy listens to us on AM 580 CFRA. Hi, Kathy.
Good evening, Rob. I have a question. Bear with me. It may not be. What about if you have no teeth to chew vegetables with?
If you have no teeth to chew vegetables with,
yeah,
get a blender
same,
and a
you
straw.
Know, you, you know, eat a lot of vegetables and whatever, but if you have no teeth, what do you do?
Kathleen?
Well, get new teeth. I guess get new teeth. Well,
actually, that's my problem. I have to lose them all right now.
You've got to lose them all.
Yes,
the blender
I have
a good idea, or grating them up is cheaper because most people have a grater and you can grate them up nice and fine, but you have to eat them right away. If you grate them or blend them, you have to eat them.
Well, they're coming out one by one.
What are your vegetables?
My teeth.
Oh, your teeth. I thought you were playing with your vegetables. Well, how about a soup? If you were to make a soup, Kathleen, would that get rid of all the nutrients within the vegetables?
Well, it would be better to eat vegetables in a homemade soup than not at all, of course, yes.
I'm sorry, Kathleen, I can't hear you.
You'll have to learn how to cook and make soup.
Wish I could.
What she was also saying, Kathy, is if you're going to use the vegetables, or if you're going to grind vegetables, or if you're going to blend them, that you'd have to eat them very fast because of all the nutrients that would be lost, and they'd go bad. Yeah. All right, Kathy?
Thank you.
Hey, it's always nice talking to you, Kathy. And by the way, how's your book going?
Oh, I got some news for you.
Well, let's hear it.
It's gone to the publishers.
Wow, congratulations, Kathy. I'm proud of you.
It's gone to the Papa Zoos.
All right, Kathy. Well, listen, keep us abreast of what's going on and
yes,
take care of
you. How can I get a hold of you? I don't have an email or anything like that.
Well,
and I can't get a hold of Diane Lally. She's no longer...
No, if you ever want to get a hold of me, just leave a message at Talkstar and they'll get a hold of me. Okay, take care of yourself, sweetie.
Thank you.
Always nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
Good
Kathy.
Good night, Kathleen.
Bye.
1-877-528-8255 is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. My very special guest this hour is Kathleen O'Bannon. And www.healthalive.net is the website. So basically, we have to take control of ourselves. We have to kind of follow the rules. And, people always tend to bend the rules.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, my book, The Anger Cure, lays these things out in great detail and even includes questionnaires to see which thing might be wrong with your lifestyle and how to fix it.
Okay. What are some of the most common changes that people have to make in their lifestyles?
Most important is to eat breakfast within the first half hour of getting up.
Why is that so important?
Absolutely essential. Well, because all night you go without eating. It's like a mini fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they call the first meal of the
day break fast. Yeah.
And every part of your body needs blood sugar to function, and blood sugar comes from food. So if you get up and try to make your body work without food, there's a stress. It'll throw you off and make you want to have caffeine or nicotine or sugar. And when you start that, that's a slippery slope to get on, because then you want it all day long instead of food. So eating within the first half hour of getting up and having, a steak and a salad would be cool. Vegetables and protein is the best thing to have.
Vegetable. So how about a vegetable omelet?
Perfect. Yeah. And so that's the first thing. Eat
mm-hmm.
breakfast within the first half hour of getting up.
Okay.
The second thing is avoid caffeine, nicotine, sugar, and white flour.
Well, there goes the white bread. There goes my coffee.
Uh-huh.
And I don't smoke, so I don't have to worry about nicotine.
Oh, good. Those things trigger your body to go into the fight or flight mechanism that creates the stress that makes you want to overeat and eat the wrong things.
Life just isn't worth getting up for if I can't have my Tim Hortons. But you know what? That says a lot about society, because no matter where you live, no matter what your favorite coffee shop is, they're always busy.
Mm-hmm.
So what does this tell us?
People are really doing wrong stuff, huh?
I guess. You know what? I've got to do something right now. I've got to take a commercial break, but please stand by, Kathleen. Great having you with us tonight. Kathleen O'Bannon is our special guest. www.healthalive.net. That's www.healthalive.net. I don't know. I just can't seem to function in the morning without my coffee. I wonder what Kathleen has a suggestion for. To replace coffee with. We'll ask her when we come back from this commercial break. My name's Rob McConnell, and this is the X Zone on the Talkstar Radio Network. 1-877-528-8255 is toll free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. Email xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com. And our website, www.xzoneradio.com. I'll be back with Kathleen after the break. Don't go away.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Welcome back, everyone. Tomorrow night we have Dr. Jason Rand joining us for the Rand Power Hour, and then our special guest psychic tomorrow night is my good friend Ellen from Premier Psychics. And if you'd like to find out what lies in your future today, give Premier Psychics a call, and you can find out all about Premier Psychics by going to their website at www.premierpsychics.com, where the extra E in Premier stands for excellence. Kathleen O'Bannon is our very special guest. Kathleen, always great having you here on the show. So basically, we are disastrous. We are accidents waiting for to happen because we don't follow what our bodies were set up to do.
I think so.
Oh, my gosh. Doom and gloom. Quick question for you. We have Mark joining us now. Mark listens to us on AM580 CFRA. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello, Kath. Are we calling Kathy or Kathleen or Miss? Would you best go by?
Kathleen.
Kathleen, I have a question for you. I know that people say, and you can correct me if this is just rumor or common street talk, that potato skins are very high in nutrition, and unfortunately, most people peel them to eat them, and they're getting rid of the best part, high in potassium. That's a prelude to my question. Is that first true?
Oh, you know, I don't peel very many things. Maybe bananas, if I ever eat, but I think bananas are evil, so I hardly ever eat them. I never peel potatoes. I never peel sweet potatoes. I never peel beets. It's crazy. Those are the whole foods.
Tell me, Kathleen, do you peel your tires?
Oh, you've been watching, haven't you? I have this little zippy car, and I sure do.
I was going to say that, you know, I find most foods appealing, so but you got me first to peel. We'll move on to the wordplay, Kathleen. I want to ask you that. You led up to my actual point, and I was going to use bananas as an example. I'm pretty eccentric in the sense I'm always willing to try anything once before I discount it, mm-hmm. which is why I never forced my kids to eat food, because I believe no animal ever force feeds their young. I put asparagus out. I have my own garden. Mm-hmm. I grew everything, like no pesticides, of course, no herbicides. At least I knew what I was getting. My younger daughter loved asparagus. My other didn't want to even try it, so I didn't push it. I just put it on the table. We devoured it, me and my other daughter. Finally, she said, let me try that. Now she loves it. But at times, the experience of forcing kids makes a distasteful experience by the fact they're being forced, and it creates negativity, which they might not otherwise have. So I gave my children free rein, and they eat all kinds of things. The question was,
absolutely.
I was actually with bananas. Tell me, what other things, of course, I've heard, I eat carrot peelings, carrots, the outsides of vegetables, too, because of the nutrition. And it might sound off the wall, I was going to use bananas as an example. People might think I'm nuts if I eat banana peels, but is there any other things that people might look at me strangely? I don't know, watermelon rinds, I don't know. Is there any other ones that most people don't think about, but you yourself with your expertise that I don't have might say that, yes, that fruit or that, weird as it may seem, eat the peeling. Can you give me some examples that you and your experience might say are weird, but that's just not...
And we've got about 30 seconds.
Okay, that's it.
Not
question.
Too weird. Thanks, when you eat apple peelings or pear peelings. Those are supposed to be eaten.
I eat them all the time.
Yeah.
I try to get the wax off the apples, mind you. But what about, that's normal. I eat an apple, I eat the apple. But is there any other things that, like I said, like bananas, they're imported, but
example,
like watermelons or melons, are there anything like that that the peeling is actually, like potatoes, nutritious?
Do not eat the peel on cantaloupes and muskmelons. They contain mold.
Yes.
Cut them off before you even cut them, but don't eat them.
It's okay. Is there any other...
All right. Thanks very much, Mark. We've got to go
for
now. Kathleen, we're going to have you back on next month. How does that sound?
That sounds good to me.
You take care of yourself, my good friend.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Kathleen. Kathleen O'Bannon will be with us next month, X-Zone Nation. When we come back, open mic here on the X-Zone.